In France, there's been a huge electoral upset in the first round of the country's presidential elections. Exit polls indicate that in today's vote, the right-wing, anti-immigrant politician Jean-Marie Le Pen qualified to face current President Jacques Chirac in May's runoff for the French presidency. The socialist Prime Minister Lionel Jospin had been widely expected to qualify rather than Le Pen. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Nick, why is Le Pen such a controversial figure?
He earned his label as a man of the extreme right mainly through his violent anti-immigration rhetoric. For a long time, he's advocated the forced repatriation of France's 3 million immigrants. He's also feared by immigrants and French Jews for calling the Holocaust a detail of history, just to give you an idea of the mindset. And matching this rhetorical violence, there's been a penchant for street fighting, beginning when he was a deputy in the 1950s and coming up as late as the 1990s, when he was convicted of assaulting a woman socialist politician on the campaign trail.
Why do you think Le Pen was so successful in this vote?
Well, fingers are being pointed in several directions tonight. The media is being blamed. They said that the Chirac-Jospin duel was a foregone conclusion. People are saying they bored voters. People are blaming them for talking too much about crime. The candidate Chirac is being fingered. He based his campaign on a law and order theme, and those are the stamping grounds of Le Pen for the past 20 years. And the voters are being blamed themselves by opponents of Le Pen. There was record abstention today. Voters turned away from mainstream candidates to flirt with the extremes, hence Le Pen. And then Le Pen himself says that his victory or his success is due to the rejection of establishment candidates, and there's some truth to that as well. I think also he's a formidable speaker, and he did a political makeover for this race, calling himself a man of the center-right, hoping people would forget what he said in the past. He even visited an immigrant neighborhood in Paris to give himself more street credibility on that.
Well, now that the vote is in, what's the reaction like?
Outside of Le Pen's rather jubilant circle, there is disbelief, there is shock, there is sadness, and there is also a lot of anger. One politician says he is ashamed of his country. He's wondering what European neighbors will think of France now. Another says that French democracy is at stake. Several politicians on the left who campaigned very hard against Chirac and said nasty things about him are now calling openly to vote for him in the second round with no problems at all. You can imagine as well that there is great fear in France's immigrant communities. There is probably a feeling of rejection, even of betrayal, perhaps, by their fellow citizens.
What happens next, Nick?
There will probably be much rallying against Le Pen among political parties. We might even see demonstrations for a five-year term. He needs to win on May the 5th for him to become France's president. That may be very hard for him to do, and for him to actually take hold of all of France's executive power, his party, the National Front, will need to win legislative elections as well in June, and that's a very tall order indeed.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you, Corva.